morning, everyone, go to our website where we have actually a video game we just put together of Barney Frank and me duking it out as avatars on our website, thetakeaway.org.
Ultimate boxing.
Yes, John Ockenberry here with Amy Holmes. Really, the big story that we've also been talking about this morning is that awkward, that reconciliation moment that took place last night at the Beer Summit.
It was a beautiful moment.
President Obama, Sergeant James Crowley, Henry Louis Gates Jr. met for the long-anticipated beer last night outside the Oval Office.
An issue has become so hyped and so symbolic that you lose sight of just the fact that these are people involved, including myself, all of whom are imperfect.
People who are imperfect. And here to talk about imperfect people in Washington and elsewhere, Charlie LaDuff, reporter with the Detroit News. We spoke with him at the top of the hour. We've been taking the pulse of people all over the country about this beer summit. In Detroit, you said people had some pretty succinct, tough things to say about all of the participants. Charlie, let's carry on with that discussion. Detroiters on the beer summit.
Good morning. You want me to just riff on that?
You just riff on that. We got some voices that I'm going to play, but set those up for me.
Well, it was interesting. One guy's a political consultant. Went to a power bar where a black professor might drink in Detroit. He was interesting. This comes down to class for him. He point blank calls Gates Uncle Tom, because in the sense you got a white job in a white neighborhood with a white wife, you removed yourself from everything, and the minute you got a taste of it, you started screaming. This Detroit's a tough town.
So he says being a professor is a white job.
Let's hear him.
A Harvard professor, you can count him. I mean, be real in Detroit, they're real. And it's a professional now.
The pay scale at Wayne State is way below that of Harvard's, I guess.
Right.
So Skip Thompson, is this the person that spoke with?
That's it.
All right,
Eugene Thompson.
Let's listen to him.
I call it the, and I hope you don't edit this out, when somebody asked me what I thought about this little quote-unquote summit today, I said, the racist, the Uncle Tom, and the president having a beer today at the White House. See, Skip Gates was extremely upset because he's one of those people who thought he had, again, quote-unquote, arrived, and this is not supposed to happen to me.
Charlie Duff, that is great stuff. Before we go, tell us about this other character that you ran into at Honest John's in Detroit, Sashiko Woods.
Yes. Now, she is she works at the University of Michigan. She leads a data collection team. Her father is a cop. She says, yeah, it's racist in the sense that if that was an old white man, nobody would have picked him up. Yes, people scream, but her father never would have arrested any man screaming.
Interesting. You know. Well, let's listen to her because she had the best line of the day as far as I'm concerned.
I tend to think that's secondary, but I think that if he were a white professor, I don't think it would have happened, but the class part played a role too, because he could have mouthed this, like, who cares if you're a professor at Harvard? That's irrelevant. But the point that he showed his ID and he was a resident there, to me, should supersede anything else.
Someone from U of M saying a professor from Harvard is irrelevant. I love that. Charlie LaDuff, are you sticking by that? Harvard professors are irrelevant this morning?
Well, it all depends, doesn't it? I mean, I talked to a white guy after the fact. He makes a great point, too, which is the black professor failed the white working class in the sense that he has no idea how they live, which is lots of guys go to jail for lipping off. And if he would have made a statement about the creeping police state, he could have helped us all, but he didn't. He helped himself.
Well, Charlie LaDuff, thanks so much. Reporter of the Detroit News, taking the pulse of the people in Detroit at the Beer Summit at the White House yesterday. God, that's great stuff. Harvard professors irrelevant.
Don't
historic
tell Skip
moment.
Gates that.
No, I won't.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.